أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أوعجبتم أن جاءكم ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد قوم نوح وزادكم في الخلق بسطة فاذكروا آلاء الله لعلكم تفلحون. قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونذر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 69 and 70 of Surah Al-A'raf. The discussion is of the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salatu wassalam, who had been sent by Allah Ta'ala to his own people, the people of Aad. We discussed various aspects of it. He gave his da'wat and they began to call him a foolish person. In response to that, Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salatu wassalam said very similar to Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Awa ajibutum an ja'akum dhikrum min rabbikum ala rajulim minkum liyundhirakum. Does it marvel you, does it surprise you that the dhikr, the reminder, the advice from your Rabb has come to you via a human being, a man from amongst you? Now this is the same thing we found in the life of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, we find in the life of Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam, and we found in the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of them and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, with the exception of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had grown up amongst their own people. The people of Makkah, for example, were well acquainted with the qualities of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They could not blemish the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Similar is the case with Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wassalam. He grew up amongst his community, the people of Aad. They had known him. They had known him to be an upright, righteous person. And they had known all his traits, all his qualities, all his character. There was absolutely no blemish. There was no spot that they could have spotted him for. And hence he brings this topic up again, that here Allah Ta'ala sent me as a Nabi, a human being. I am from amongst you. It did not become, and it was not at all in the interest of insan, that Allah Ta'ala sends an angel as a Nabi, and here you've seen me now, so accept this message of Allah, and the simple message, لِيُنْذِرَكُمْ, so that that rajul, that man can warn his people with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he goes one step further than Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Remember, there is a 5-generation gap between Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam and Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wassalam. The people of Aad were well acquainted with what happened. The floods at the time of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. It was just fresh history. Everyone spoke about it, everyone knew about it. I mean, they all would know where their ancestors had come from. It was 40 men, 40 women that were on the ark with Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. That is why he was known as Abul Bashar al-Thani, the second father of mankind. So they knew where they had come from. They knew what had happened. They had heard everything about Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam's people, their disbelief, etc. And here Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wassalam refreshes their memory and he says, وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ. And remember that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made you khulafa, Allah Ta'ala now made you the representatives of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah made you the successors after the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Remember all of this, that they also denied Allah. They also became arrogant and Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. Now here you, Allah Ta'ala has accepted you. Allah Ta'ala has sent me to you. All you need to do is believe in one Allah and worship that one Allah, and I am the Rasul of Allah. That is all. It was a simple message that the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam had delivered. And then he says, وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً. over and above the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increased you in basta. Allah ta'ala increased you in bodily stature. The people of Ad were massive people, and they were people of great strength. But then what happened? They began to compete with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they began to ask, is there anyone else that is stronger than us? In other words, they now competed the strength that Allah gave them. They wanted to compete against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very great ni'mah that Allah ta'ala had given you, that bodily stature that Allah had given you, and as a matter of fact, just to deviate a little bit, health that Allah ta'ala gives us also is a very great ni'mah that Allah ta'ala gives, that in good health we can make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat without any interruption whatsoever. So like that, Allah ta'ala had given them this bodily strength. فَذْكُرُوا آلَى اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And then remember the ala, remember the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala had given them, like we discussed yesterday, there was abundance of food, there was abundance of crops. Allah Ta'ala had given them the best of homes. Allah Ta'ala had given them sovereignty of a large piece of land, Oman, Yemen, and all those areas in between. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given it to them. There was nothing that they were short of. All they needed to do is remember the favors of Allah, so that they would remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا لِنَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَحْدًا. Their response was that, have you come here so that we may make the ibadat of one Allah? Is that what you want us to do? That doesn't make sense to us. وَنَذَرَ مَا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا. And that we leave what our forefathers had been worshipping. Our forefathers had been worshipping idols. Now you want us to leave that and worship one Allah? That sense was not coming into them. They could not understand all of this. And the result of it was that we should always remember this, that when there is a conflict of haqq and batil, batil will always get frustrated first. Haqq and the people of haqq will have a great deal of sabr. Allah Ta'ala always have given the people of haqq a great deal of sabr. Look at throughout the history of mankind, and these very same words we will find the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, which will be discussed in the surahs to come, in Surah Hud, etc., and what they wanted and why the frustration came. فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Then bring forth whatever you are promising us if you are truthful. You're promising us about this adab of Allah, bring that adab of Allah. Let us see what that adab of Allah is. In other words, they began to relent, and now they began to fight against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.